This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Franklin County farmer stays busy balancing her career with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and her work with her husband on the family farm. Sharon Spencer says farming has always been in her blood.
About 450 acres. We've got some leased property and everything that's around us. Very blessed. We're on the western side of Franklin County. And the farm that we're currently on is the farm that I grew up on. So that's a farm that's been in our family. My papa was a farmer. And so I was kind of like the little kid that followed him around. Every place papa went, I wanted to go too.
Spencer says her husband was farming when they married in 1984.
We both work off from the farm with full-time jobs, and then we still try to farm full-time too. Part of the farm that we've got is a farm that we bought from a neighbor. And then also we farm my mom's farm. And then we've got some other leased acres and everything that's around us.
She adds they started out with tobacco, then transitioned to row crops, and now raise cattle.
We did the corn and soybeans for a couple of years, but we're completely out of that again. We've got cows and calves that we run. So we've got about 80 mamas, cows and calves that we run. We had some feeders a couple of years ago and looking into possibly getting into that if we can get a little bit more acreage.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.